Verizon promises truly unlimited home 5G. In PC Magazine, on September 13th, by Sasha Segan. Verizon's new wireless home broadband, launching on October 1st in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, will come with no caps, no throttling, and no deprioritization. Los Angeles. Verizon has plenty of room to deliver the wireless home broadband experience everyone really wants. Chief Network Officer Nikki Palmer told us at World Mobile Congress Americas today. That means Verizon 5G Home, launching on October 1st in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, will offer all-you-can-eat speeds over 300 megabits per second with no caps, throttles, or deprioritization at $50 a month for Verizon wireless customers and $70 per month for others. The short answer to the deprioritization question is no, Palmer said. Verizon will roll out additional home broadband where there's demand, meaning dense urban areas, and then moving out from there, she said. But here's the thing. As Verizon builds out its mobile 5G network in 2019 to support mobile phones like the upcoming Moto Z3 with its 5G mod, it will offer home broadband in those areas as well. We're not just going to go to those places where we think competitively that we can kill cable, Palmer said. Verizon is building one broad network with multiple uses, and as that network comes online, it'll enable mobile phones, home broadband, and business customers. There's been some controversy in wireless circles over whether or not Verizon's home 5G is real 5G, as it doesn't adhere to the 5G NR standard. But folks on the floor here at Mobile World Congress Americas have said that's overblown. Verizon will move to 5G NR next year and swap out existing customers' equipment, so there won't be a situation with multiple conflicting technologies. The carrier's 5G tests have shown its technology performing better than expected, as we reported back in May. And while rain, wind, and wind-driven rain may have some impact on service, it's not as significant as we once thought, Palmer said. With its 5G plans going smoothly, Verizon is still targeting the end of 2019 to almost entirely turn off its old 3G CDMA service, leaving only a slim band of spectrum for machine-to-machine applications. And unlike Sprint and T-Mobile, Verizon has done a great job of providing LTE-based simple voice phones for 3G customers to transition to. Our LTE coverage and capacity is far better than our CDMA 1X coverage, Palmer said. The faster we can move off that spectrum and repurpose it for LTE, the better.